facing the outside corner for ball two. Looking at Berrios' outings on the season, Juan, as mentioned, throwing in his seventh game, 9 1/3 innings pitched so far entering today, an 8.68 earned run average and a 2.36 whip. This is his first time, though, facing the Woodchucks this season. The 2-1 pitch popped up foul out of play beyond the third base stands. It is now 2-2. In his six outings, half have come against Madison. He's also thrown at Green Bay, like I mentioned, his last appearance. He threw at home against Battle Creek, and he was at La Crosse, his second appearance with the club, his lone save of the season. Here comes the 2-2. Breaking ball, hit on a line. That's going to touch down in right center field. Both runners are going to come in to score. It's a two-run single with one out here in the eighth inning, or I should say in the second inning, for Max Galvin. 8-0 now the score in favor of Wausau. I should say that's Austin Deering collecting the two-run single. The two walks come back to bite Berrios. And the Chucks lead it by eight. Those are three two-run hits now for Wausau. Max Solis had the first of those three an inning ago with a two-run double. He did later score in the inning as well, did Max. First pitch, breaking ball missing high from Berrios. It's 1-0. That being the third hit of the ball game there for Wausau. 1-0 pitch. This one hit on a line. That'll split down in right center field. Deering going to go first to third. Max Galvin's 2-for-2 in the first two innings here today. They're on the corners with one out. Samuel Fisher 0-for-1 in the ballgame as the third baseman did collect an RBI, though, on the 4-3 putout that he hit into an inning ago. Bottom third of the Wausau order for the second time in as many innings. Fisher, the sixth Woodchuck to step into the box here this frame. Another lefty-on-lefty battle to commence here for Berrios. First pitch, off-speed, missing the outer edge for ball one. 1-06 first pitch. We're nearly an hour into the ballgame when we're just in the bottom of the second. One out, hit in the air, left field, coming in on it, Buchanan. He's going to make the grab. Too shallow for anyone to tag, so the runners remain on the corners with two outs in the inning. Brady Jurgella reached an inning ago on a six-pitch walk and later scored on that two-run double from the man of the on-deck circle, Vance Sheehan. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Jurgella, chasing away in the dirt for strike one. Twice the amount of runs compared to hits for Wausau, 8 runs on 4 hits. They're sitting pretty in this game right now as a team who already won the first half and so far the second half of the season, a 3-1 record. They got their first loss of the second half yesterday. Both teams entering today with the exact same second half record through their first four. The 0-1 pitch, Berrios goes breaking ball again, and it misses low. Juan, this will be his 23rd pitch, or that was his 23rd, so this will be his 24th pitch of the frame. 1-1 count, Schaefer holding the runner on at first. Next pitch home from Berrios. Off speed, that one in there for a called strike. Another curveball from Juan. It's 1-2. Ahead in the count here is Juan. We'll see if he goes back to some more breaking stuff on the 1-2. Berrios set. Hands held high, the payoff. He's chasing away on that breaking ball in the dirt. It is Jurgella. Matthew will throw down to first in time to retire the side. Base was already occupied, but throwing it down on that side to end the inning. Once again in this frame, Wausau sending 7 to the box. They played two more on a two-run single from Austin Deering. 8-0 to the top of the third inning here from Athletic Park. It's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by...
With combined decades of experience, the team at ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Edwin Alisea returns to the mound. It is the top of the third inning from Athletic Park. Woodchucks 8, Rafters nothing. Andy Ocker returning to you right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. 8-9-1 to lead off the inning for Wisconsin Rapids. Jorge Degatti, his first game since the 4th of July, did not play in the Madison series. Jorge over 3 with 2 punchouts against the Mallards on that Thursday matinee. Alisea set, but before that, time called by Degatti. We'll have to wait on the 0-1. Jorge went 1-for-3, collecting one of the 10 Rafter hits in the 1-0 loss at the Duck Pond on Wednesday. You look at the just overall statistical splits for the Rafters. Degatti appearing to get a couple of days off. He's also returning to the infield, playing mostly right. Made his season debut at third base, but he's back on the infield grass. First pitch after the time called by Jorge has swung on and missed its 0-2. At a 325 average through the first half, did Degatti. Collect a knock here in his first game since Thursday, the 0-2. This one hit in the air. That'll clear the stands down the first base side. Time to do the 0-2 again. Look at the Rafters. The last 10, last 5, situational hitting, all that good stuff as the 0-2 swung on and missed. Degatti down on strikes to begin this third inning. 3 straight punch-outs for the left-hander, Alisea. Look at Degatti in his last 10, 167 hitter, 143 hitter in his last 5 entering today. So I could look into part of the reason why Degatti was maybe out of the lineup here these last couple of days. Tracer Lopez into the box, lefty on lefty battle. First pitch, breaking ball in the outside corner is called a strike. Tracer out of the 9th spot today at short, just like he was an evening ago. 1-for-4 in 5 plate appearances, reached twice, had a single and scored in the 7th. 2-or-5 pitch walk and scored in the 4th. 1. Tapped foul by Lopez. It's now nothing at 2. Lopez, a 273 hitter in his last 10. 250 in his last 5. Consistently getting in as the team's starting shortstop since joining the club in the middle of June. The 0-2 pitch. Not chasing away at that off speed is Lopez. Now 1-2 our count. The 1-2 pitch here from Alisea. That one misses up and away. Count evens 2-2 on Tracer. Owen McElpatrick, top of the order, awaiting in the on-deck circle for Wisconsin Rapids. Deep breath from the southpaw, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Chasing in the dirt is Lopez. And he's down on strikes. Two up, two down. Alisea, six punch-outs in the ballgame. He has struck out the last four hitters he's faced. Owen McElpatrick 0 for 1 of the ballgame. He went down swinging back in the first. Looking to get on here for the Raptors. Nobody has reached since the McGuire single in the first. Max, the only Raptor on the bases today. First pitch swinging. McElpatrick shoots this one in the air to center. That's Dragella, though, tracking it down for the final out of the inning. Seven straight retired by Alisea. Another 1-2-3 frame for the southpaw. We head to the home half of the third inning. Here in Wausau, it's 8-0 Woodchucks on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I...
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And Yakub returning to you here in the bottom of the third inning from Athletic Park. First pitch from the left-hander of your Raptors, Juan Berrios. To Vance Sheehan, the leadoff hitter of the frame, misses up and away for ball one. 8-0 the score, Wausau leading. If you're just joining us here on this Sunday afternoon, the Raptors playing well behind the eight ball Hurley here. The 1-0 pitch lined into center field. That's going to drop to the left of Aiden Teal for a base hit. It's Vance Sheehan's second hit. It's here in his debut, not only in the Northwoods League, but for the Wausau Woodchucks. He had a two-run double back in the first. Leadoff single here in the third to flip the card back to the top of the order with Isaac Webb. Isaac Webb in this one collected two plate appearances in the first inning. He drew a five-pitch walk to begin the ballgame and struck out on a hit clock violation to retire the side. First pitch from Berrios to him. Slide step delivery, a fastball on the outer edge is called a strike. When we get to the top of the fourth, still a ways to go, but the Raptors will send the 2-3-4 spots up to the plate. Chris Arroyo, Max McGuire, and Jack Matthey. The 0-1 pitch. This is low and inside. Count evens 1-1. You look at each side so far in this one. 8 runs on 5 hits, no errors for Wausau, no runs on a hit, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Berrios looks over at first, Schaefer holding on the runner. The 1-1 will have to wait a pickoff move from Juan to check in on the runner at first, and they're going to call a balk. Daniel Roberts, the third base umpire, calling Berrios out on a balk. That'll send Sheehan to second base. A 1-1 count. Webb back in the box with a runner in scoring position. The balk, first pitch, missing low and away. Two balls and a strike now on the right-handed hitting Isaac Webb. Rafter Baseball always here with you on WFHR. Can't thank you all enough for tuning in to our presentation for Rafter Baseball right here. This is our 38th game of the season of 70. The 2-1 pitch up and away on a fastball for ball three. As mentioned, tomorrow night at home with Wausau. Tuesday, Wednesday begins a home-and-home with Green Bay. At Capital Credit Park on Tuesday the 9th, back home Wednesday the 10th, and that starts a fun stretch of five games in 4 days. 3-1. This is up and in for ball four. Five-pitch walk, second of the game drawn by Webb. He's aboard, runners on first and second with nobody out. So that five-game and four-day stretch, you got Wednesday at home against Green Bay, obviously at home, like I just said. The doubleheader against the Woodchucks on Thursday the 11th, 12:05 and 6:35. Then you look Friday, Saturday, it's a two-game home series. Second time the Lakeshore Chinooks are coming into town this season. Mario set the first pitch to the switch-hitting second baseman Eddie and Espinal misses low and away for ball one. Galvin on deck, Brigham to follow. Then after that really long homestand for the Raptors, they'll hit the road four straight days in Michigan. Sunday the 14th through Wednesday the 17th, two at Kalamazoo, two at Battle Creek. The 1-0 pitch. This one, golfed foul down the first baseline in the air. It'll find the seat to make it 1-1. Raptor fans, for that five-game and four-day stretch, if you're looking to come in this summer to watch the team from out of town, this might be the best chance to do so. When booking your stay, look over to our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types this summer and all year round. The 1-1 misses low and in to Espinal. Those room types include suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 2-1 pitch, both runners take off. This one misses up and away. Matthews throw down to second base, not in time. To third is Sheehan, to second is Webb. That's where they'll stay. Nobody out in the inning. Berrios once again dealing with a couple of runners in scoring position. Down in the count here as well at 3-1. Third base side of the rubber. Berrios rocks and fires. This one misses low for ball four. Bases are going to be loaded. Another five-pitch walk issued here in this third inning. Matt Hurd got the start here this afternoon. The right-hander from North Georgia, unable to record an out due to injury. Having to be Jacob Smoot to finish off first frame. Now you see Mike Spears, the Raptor pitching coach, making his way out to the mound to talk it up with Berrios, with Jack Matthew prior to the battle. Across the Northwoods League's board on this afternoon. Top four in Bismarck, the Badlands Big Sticks trailing the Larks 3-2 on the road. Traverse City making their way here to Wisconsin. Mequon, that is, to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks. The 3-2 second half pit spitters leading the 3-1 second half Chinooks by a score of 6-2. Max Galvin, two plate appearances and two walks drawn on four pitches and later scored in the first, on five pitches and later scored in the second. Fond du Lac at Green Bay, 3 Dock Spiders against the 0-4 second half Rockers, still first in the second half. 3-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Pitch to Galvin from Berrios, misses inside for ball one. Nowhere to put Galvin. Oklahoma State Cowboy has a chance to create an even bigger lead for Wausau here, leading 8-0 in the bottom of the third. 1-0 pitch missing, low and away for ball two. 0-0, bottom one just getting underway in Kenosha. The Kingfish at home at Simmons Field, taking on the Madison Mallards here this afternoon. The 2-0 pitch. This one ripped in the air, high to right field. And it's Chris Arroyo camping underneath to make the grab. Runners on second and third both tagging, and they will score, and the runner advances to third. Sheehan touching home. That's Webb to third. They're on the corners with one out. A sack fly for Galvin makes it 9-0 Wausau. Colin Brigham in an RBI chance with them on the corners. Brigham 0-for-1 in his two plate appearances today, hit by a pitch and scored in the first. Ground out to second base an inning ago. Barrios set. First pitch home to Brigham. This is upstairs. Count begins 1-0. 1-0 the score in Rockford, top two. The Waterloo Bucks, after dropping a game by 10 runs last night to Duluth, they lead Rockford 1-0 from Rockford Stadium. The only games in action right now. We'll go over this slate later as well. 8 on the pitch clock. The 1-0 breaking ball from Berrios. Foul tip into the glove of Jack Matthew. It's 1-1. 5:05 Eastern in Indiana. Battle Creek, a 1-3 second half record, taking on the 0-4 second half Kokomo Jackrabbits. ESPN Plus from Copeland Park sees the La Crosse Loggers hosting the Rochester Honkers at 5:05 Central. The 1-1. This one is lined foul down the third base side. Count now 1-2. La Crosse winning the first half. The Great Plains East. They find themselves 0-3 so far in the second half. A couple of 2-2 teams. St. Cloud at Minot, 5:05 Central from Corbett Field, home of the Hot Sots. The 1-2 pitch, runner takes off for second, breaking ball rolled over on the ground right side. McElpatrick will glove the funky hop off the lip. He stays with it, gathers and throws to first in time. So back-to-back innings with a 4-3 putout for Colin Brigham, but drives in a run this time as Webb comes in to score. Espinal to second. Two runs put up here in the third for the Woodchucks, and they lead it 10-0. Austin Deering is 1-for-2. He struck out swinging back in the first, collected a two-run double an inning ago. The runner in scoring position here and two away. Set the first pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air center field. Aiden Teal camping underneath will make the catch to retire the side. Two more for Wausau, sending six to the plate here in the home half of the third inning. We are through three innings of play from Athletic Park, and it's 10-0 Woodchucks here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes...
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top four, Edwin Alisea back out on the mound. He's worked three scoreless against your Rafters, 10-0 the score from Athletic Park. And Yachin, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. 2-3-4 spots leading off this inning for Wisconsin Rapids as Chris Arroyo takes a first pitch on the inside corner for a strike. No runs on a hit, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 10 runs on 5 hits, no errors for Wausau. This is the fifth meeting between the two teams this season, the first of 8 here in July. The 0-1 breaking ball from Alisea, missing outside. Count evens 1-1. Alisea throwing his 44th pitch of the ball game here. Been sharp against these Raptors on this Sunday afternoon. One misses up and in. 2-2 and a strike count now on the newest Raptor position player, Chris Arroyo. Ground out. Second base and Espinal back in the first inning. The 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss on that off-speed delivery from Alisea to even the count at 2-2. Alisea, 6 punch outs, no walks issued so far. Raptors have used 3 pitchers in this ballgame. See if it's Berrios again when we get to the home half of the fourth. 2-2. It's one rolled over on the ground to second again off the bat of Arroyo. Espinal gathers and throws to first in time. Alisea has now retired 9 straight Raptor hitters. The only one to get on base against him today is stepping into the box right now, that being Max McGuire. McGuire, 2-out single, broken bat up the middle back in the first inning. Looking for a multi-hit game here is Max. Alisea back on the third base side of the rubber. Comes set, the first pitch home to McGuire. This one is popped up right by the first base side. That one will find the seats, it's 0-1. Matt Hurt got the start today for Wisconsin Rapids, his first start here with the club, and was only able to face the first couple of batters. Left after 9 pitches thrown, appeared to be dealing with something on his hand. Did get charged for 2 runs, though, as he hit a batter and walked one. The 0-1 delivery, breaking ball, swung on and missed. Count is now 0-2. From there was Jacob Smoot, the southpaw from Burleson, Texas, in college, making his Raptor debut, but could only throw that first inning because he's north of 35 pitches in the frame. 4-2 pitches just thrown for Smoot. 2 hits allowed, 4 runs, all of them earned. He walked 2 and struck out. From there, it's been Juan Berrios, who's allowed 4 earned runs on 3 hits in his 2 innings of work. 2-2. Tap foul by McGuire. 5 pitches thrown so far for Berrios. He's walked 4 and has struck out 1. Matthew on deck, Schaefer to follow. Alisea looks in, gets his signs from Solis Jr., comes set. He's in pursuit of his 7th strikeout of the ballgame. The payoff pitch, and he gets it. Breaking ball swinging to McGuire. Ten straight batters retired from the Wausau Southpaw to bring up Jack Matthey. Matthey went down looking against Alisea to retire the side back in the first inning. Out of his 9 plate appearances in the Green Bay series, Jack reached in his first 8, his pop-out in foul territory to the first baseman Mateo Matthews late in the ballgame yesterday, his first time being retired in the whole series by Rocker pitching. The first delivery from Alisea to the right-handed hitting Matthey misses low for ball 1. Kent State Golden Flash set to go play Division I baseball this upcoming school year. 1-0 pitch misses outside for ball 2. Spending his first 3 years in college at Ohio Dominican. Getting a chance to be within an hour of his hometown this upcoming school year and season is Jack. The 2-ball, no-strike delivery from Alisea. Breaking ball, tapped foul straight off. 1. 6 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third here for Wausau. They'll send up their 6, 7, 8 hitters. When we reach the half of this inning, Max Solis Jr., Samuel Fisher, and Brady Jurgela against this Raptor bullpen. Like I said, we'll wait to see whether it's going to be Berrios or a new member of the stable. 2-1. This is outside. 3 balls and a strike now. Yesterday, obviously, one of his 5 trips talked about his pop out to foul territory of Mateo Matthews, the Rocker first baseman, to end the 7th inning. Jack singled in the 2nd last night, scored on an RBI single that he collected in the 3rd, was hit by a pitch in the 4th, and drew a 6-pitch walk in the bottom of inning 6. The 3-1. This one in on the hands, fouled straight back by Matthew. It's a full count with 2 outs and nobody aboard here in the top of the 4th inning in Wausau. Alisea looking for his 8th strikeout and to retire 11 consecutive Raptor hitters. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him. Alisea has worked 3 straight 1-2-3 innings. Raptors held off the board yet again. We head to the bottom of the 4th, as mentioned, 6-7-8 due up for the Jacks here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
On good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Hmm. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Reached the bottom of the 4th inning here in Wausau. Our score currently sits 10-0 Woodchucks. Andy Ockner, voice of the Raptors, returning to you right here on WFHR, your one-stop shop for all 70 Raptor ball games this summer. Juan Berrios returns to the hill. His first pitch to the right-handed hitting catcher, Max Solis Jr., misses inside for ball 1. 6 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third for the Woodchucks, looking at their 10 runs on 5 hits and no errors. It's the 1-0 pitch, catches the inside corner from Berrios. Count evens 1-1. No runs on a hit and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The lone hit for the Raptors here today, a 2-out broken bat single up the middle for Max McGuire back in the first. 1-1. Side the Solis Jr. 2-1. Berrios, the 6-foot freshman, working in his 3rd inning, coming from Alabama State University and from Puerto Rico. 9 innings in Division I baseball this past spring, all out of the Hornet bullpen. An 8 2/3 innings pitched. 2 frames of 1-run ball against Troy back on April 2nd. His highlighted appearance this past spring as the 2-1 pitch. Grounded foul down the third baseline by Solis Jr. Count evens 2-2. In those 2 frames against Troy, he allowed 2 hits. Get 3. 2-2. Breaking ball misses up and away. A full count drawn by Solis in his 3rd plate appearance today. Max is 2 for 2. Two-run double and scored back in the first. He singled in the second. The 3-2 pitch to the leadoff hitter in this inning. This is outside for ball four. So his junior has reached in all three of his trips to the plate here today. It's a 6-pitch walk to lead off this bottom of the fourth inning. As you look down to the Raptor bullpen, Kyler McIntosh is walking around down there, one of the position players on the left side of the infield. He has pitched once this year, coming to us here in Rapids as a two-way player, and being Juan Berrios' college teammate at Alabama State University. Could see some Kyler McIntosh action here today. Lefty on lefty battle. First pitch to Sam Fisher. Shot into left center field. That's going to get down for a knock. Solis Jr. on the second base bag looking for three. Heading into second standing with a double is Sam Fisher. First hit of the ball game for Fisher, putting runners on second and third with no outs here in the fourth inning. Brady Drugiello, 0-1 at two plate appearances today. He drew a 6-pitch walk and later scored in the first, struck out swinging in the second. Berrios already dealing with traffic on the bases here. Juan, the third pitcher into the contest for Wisconsin Rapids, the second lefty used by Kirk Schreider, and first-year pitching coach Mike Spears here in Athletic Park. Berrios peers in. Jack Matthew remaining behind home plate, throwing down the signal for Berrios. First pitch. It's fouled straight back. Count begins 0-1. Edwin Alisea. Now retiring the last 10 hitters he has faced. Left-hander, 4 innings of shutout baseball, allowing one hit here this afternoon. It's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball missing down to the dirt to even the count at 1-1. Here on the 8-hole hitter in Corey Thompson's order, Brady Jurgella. Out on third is Solis Jr., Fisher on second. The 1-1 home from Berrios. Fastball missing the outer edge for ball two. Vance Sheehan, the right-handed hitting shortstop, is in the on-deck circle. Pretty good Wausau Woodchuck in Northwoods League debut for the young man so far. And then it's the top of the order with Isaac Webb to follow. Comes the 2-1 from Berrios. This one is popped up in the air, left side of territory. Buchanan and Lopez giving chase right near the line. It's the shortstop, Tracer Lopez. To make the grab for the first out of the inning, runners stay put on that pop out to the rafter shortstop. Vance Sheehan with two runners in scoring position is getting 2 for 2 so far today. Two-run double back in the first for Sheehan in his first Northwoods League at-bat, and he followed it up with a leadoff single an inning ago, in which he later scored. Righty on lefty battle. Berrios was the one to give up that single a frame ago. Juan now working in his third inning today. Pitch to Sheehan, hit in the air, shallow left field. It's going to get down in front of Walker Buchanan. Solis Jr. in to score, getting the stop sign at third is Sam Fisher. They're on the corners, and a 3-for-3 Northwoods League debut for Vance Sheehan makes it 11-0 Wausau. Top of the order we go with Isaac Webb. This will be his fourth plate appearance in as many innings. For 1 in 3 plate appearances is Webb, drawing a couple of 5-pitch walks here today. First pitch from Berrios to Webb. Misses inside and gets away from the catcher. Matthew's got no idea where it's at. It's right behind him. In the meantime, coming in to score is Fisher. To second on the wild pitch is Vance Sheehan, and it's 12-0 Woodchucks. Webb drew a 5-pitch walk and scored in the first, struck out swinging. I should say struck out on a pitch clock violation to end that frame and had a 5-pitch walk and scored an inning ago. Now another 2 runs for Wausau here in the fourth. 1-0 delivery from the southpaw Berrios. That one misses inside and it hits Webb. He'll put runners on first and second with one out here in the fourth inning. And the far side, it appears no action down in the Raptor bullpen as Jack Matthey making the trot out to the mound to have a visit here with Berrios. Juan's thrown 59 pitches in his 2 1/3 innings pitch so far here this afternoon. It's a similar situation to when the Raptors last threw Berrios in Green Bay in the first half, throwing 70-plus pitches in that relief outing when they'd lost by 10. Eddie and Espinal, the switch hitting second baseman from the right side for the third time today. For his first at bat is Espinal's. The first pitch breaking ball from Berrios catches the top of the zone for a called strike. Espinal hit by a pitch to begin the day and scored in the first, drew a 5-pitch walk and scored in the second. Also drew a 5-pitch walk an inning ago, but did not come in to score. The 0-1 pitch. Berrios. Fastball, and it's fouled right off Jack Matthey behind home plate. Quickly, nothing at two. Aaron LeWitchuk, second baseman. Mention two more times here at Athletic Park this season for the Raptors after today, Friday night, July 19th, along with Tuesday night, July 30th. The 0-2. Breaking ball slipped out of the hand of Berrios. That one misses well high and outside for ball one. Looking at the home matchups between the Raptors and Chucks this month, because this is the last time they will see each other. They will not face off in August after playing eight times in the month of July. At home tomorrow, at home for the doubleheader on Thursday the 11th. A week later, Thursday the 18th, coming right off the Michigan trip at Winterfield, and then July 31st. As the 1-2 pitch hit on a line to first, catch made Schaefer diving to try and tag out the runner, Isaac Webb, from getting back to the bag, but it's not in time. Nearly an inning-ending double play, but it is the second out of the frame there on the line out to Schaefer. Max Galvin, 0-for-0 in three plate appearances today, drew a 4-pitch walk and scored in the first, as well as a 5-pitch free pass and scoring in the second. He had a sack fly in the third. First pitch from the left-hander, Berrios, a breaking ball right over the heart of the plate, working more try. Raptors will send the 5-6-7 spots up in the top of the fifth inning, chasing a dozen. Berrios is 0-1 delivering. When it's fouled back by Galvin, now nothing at two. Webb on first, Sheehan on second, Vance on second, having a three-hit game in his Northwoods League and Wausau debut. Leading the way for this offense out of the ninth spot. 0-2. Breaking ball, just missing the inside corner from Berrios. Count now a ball and two strikes on the designated hitter, Max Galvin. Galvin's college teammate, Connor Brigham, in the on-deck circle, Austin Deering to follow. The 1-2 pitch home here from the left-hander, Berrios. This one hit in the air, right center field. Aiden Teal giving chase out near the gap, and he'll flag it down to end the inning. Two more here for Wausau, sending seven to the plate here in the fourth inning. 12-0 the score through four innings of play from Athletic Park. We'll return with Grayson Schaefer, Aiden Teal, and Walker Buchanan to lead off the frame in just a couple of minutes on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WHR, local drone radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they can.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
First pitch in this top of the fifth inning from Edwin Alisea to Grayson Schaefer is swung on and missed. First strike one. Andy Oxford turns to you right here on WFHR. It's 12-0 Woodchucks through four innings from Athletic Park. Schaefer, Teal, Buchanan do up in this inning. Alisea now retiring the last 10 Raptor hitters he's faced. You know, one missing down to the dirt. Count evens a ball and a strike. 12 runs on 7 hits, no errors for Wausau, no runs on a hit, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 6 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third, and 2 in the fourth for the Woodchucks. Alisea set, the southpaw rocks and fires the 1-1. Slider missing low and inside, 2 balls and a strike now. Alisea, 4 plus innings now. This will be his 60th pitch of the start here, allowing that 1 hit to McGuire. No runs, no walks, 8 strikeouts for the left-hander from Nova Southeastern University. 2-1 pitch, hit high in the air, deep left field, forget about it. Grayson Schaefer, his third homer of the season, his first away from Winterfield, a no-doubt solo blast over the left field wall, and the Raptors are on the board here in the top of the fifth inning. It's 12-1. Two homers this week for Schaefer. I mean, his teammates right behind home plate. Nice swing of the bat there for the Nichols State commit, just signing on earlier this week, and to bring up Aiden Teal. Teal, a strikeout victim of Alisea in his first at-bat of the ballgame. Back in the second, he's 0-for-1. First pitch to Aiden Teal. Went outside. It's gone Matt Hurd to Jacob Smoot, now Juan Berrios. Berrios, 6-7 pitches in 3 innings, work out of the rack, really eating some innings in this big deficit. It's the 1-0 pitch to Teal, skied foul down the third base side and into the stands, count even 1-1. There is action up in the Raptor bullpen. A pitching change on the horizon for Berrios after 3 innings of work out of the stable. Alisea set, the 1-1 pitch. Teal swinging a miss. That one downstairs. It's 1-2. 1-0 the count. After that 4-6-3 twin killing. This one ripped into left field. It's down for a base hit. A two-out single, but that's an important swing of the bat for Jorge Degatti, getting his timing right, and he's aboard. It's the third hit of the inning for the Raptors. 12-run remains our score if you're just joining us. Grayson Schaefer leading off the inning for the Raptors, putting them on the board for the first time in this game. A no-doubt solo blast to left field, his third of the season. Grayson Lopez went down swinging back in the third inning. He is the beer batter today here in Wausau, so fans in attendance. It's discounted drinks thanks to the first pitch on the outside. The strike out of the hand of Alisea. Lopez looking to reach. He reached twice last night. And very patient. Him and Mason Onati draw a lot of walks in this Raptor order. One pitch, swung on and missed. It's nothing and two. Top of the order, Owen McElfatrick on deck. Lopez, the fifth hitter in the box this inning for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-2. This is upstairs and away on a fastball. Count now a ball and two strikes. Lopez, the Raptor shortstop, like he has been in every game so far in the second half. Here comes the 1-2. Long pause from Alisea with six on the pitch clock. This is low and away, kicks away from the catcher. Solis Jr. advancing to second is Jorge Degatti. RBI opportunity now for Lopez with an even count at two balls and two strikes. We get to the home half of the fifth, 4-5-6 to up for Wausau. Briggleman, Deering, and Solis Jr. The 2-2 pitch here. This one popped up foul down the third base side. And out of the field of play, we'll do the 2-2 again. Raptors entering today 3-1 in the second half and on a three-game winning streak. Getting a home game against Madison and a sweep of the Rockers. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, slow dribbler on the ground, left side, Sheehan charging in, gloves, and throws to first, not in time. Struggle to get that one out of the glove with Sheehan. It's an infield single for Tracer Lopez. To third is Degatti. That's where he'll stay. To the top of the order, Owen McElfatrick. McElfatrick 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He struck out swinging in the first, flew out to center field to end the top of the third inning. And Raptor fans, Andy Yochum joining you as always. Player, our 38th time together this summer. I've enjoyed every single moment. I promise you that. Love being here on WFHR. As the first pitch to McElfatrick from the southpaw, Alisea, is called a strike. After today, we still get to do it 32 more times. Hard to believe that we're over halfway done this summer. The 0-1 pitch. McElfatrick. Sword-esque swing there through that breaking ball, chasing down on the Northwestern Wildcat. Lopez leading off first after an infield single. Four hits this inning for the Raptors out of their five in the game. They hadn't gotten a hit since McGuire's two-out single in the first. This 0-2 breaking ball misses outside. The home run from Schaefer to lead off the inning. Teal singled one batter later. Degatti collecting a two-out single. Now a two-out infield single for Tracer Lopez. Bottom half of the Raptor order brings some production here at this top of the fifth inning. 1-2 to McElfatrick. Hit hard on the ground. Foul right off the basing of the Woodchuck dugout down the third base line. Another 1-2 delivery here. Alisea looking to complete five innings of one-run ball here on this Sunday afternoon at home. The next 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball popped up on the infield. At the mound, Alisea is calling off all his infield counterparts, but at the very last second, it's Colin Brigham, the first baseman, coming in to make the grab to retire the side. Raptors leave two on the bases, but collect four hits and score their first run of the ballgame. A solo shot to lead off the inning from Grayson Schaefer. His third of the season. Raptors trail at 12-1, heading to the bottom half of the fifth inning right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom five and a new pitcher into the ballgame for the Raptors. They trail it 12-1, returning to action right here in Wausau at Athletic Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. Thank you so much for hanging out and spending your Sunday afternoon here with us. Juan Berrios, three innings of work out of the Raptor bullpen this afternoon. Juan fired 67 pitches, allowed five hits, six runs, all of them earned, walking five and striking out one. It'll be Nick Perry now making his ninth appearance of the season. The right-hander from Little Elm, Texas, and the Colorado State University Pueblo fires a first-pitch ball up top to the first baseman, Callan Brigham. Hurd to Smoot to Berrios, and now Perry. Perry, a 1-1 record, a save this season as well, in 10 innings pitched, 9.9 ERA, and a 2.3 whip, facing 54 batters so far in the campaign. The 6'5 redshirt junior. 1-0 pitch to Brigham, misses low. Two balls, no strikes, the count now. Perry last worked an inning and a third, collecting the final three outs in the 13-10 win at home a couple of days ago, Friday night against Green Bay. Three hits allowed, one run, it was earned. No walks, no punch-outs, facing seven rocker batters. As the 3-0 pitch misses up and away. I should say 2-0 pitch missing up and away. Brigham went to take off his shin guard, psyched me out up here as well, but now it's three balls and no strikes in the Woodchuck first baseman. The 3-0 pitch from Perry. This one on the outside corner, a fastball that's called a strike. Looking at Perry so far in his games thrown this season, similar to Berrios, making a lot of appearances out of the Raptor stable, but he's yet to face the Woodchuck. 3-1 pitch, this is inside for ball four. Five-pitch walk drawn by Brigham, and he's aboard for the second time in this ballgame, and it's to lead off the fifth inning. Going to bring up Austin Deering. Deering 1-for-3, had a two-run single back in the second inning. Also struck out swinging in the first off Jacob Smoot, flew out to center field with Aiden Teal roaming around out there to end the third inning in his last trip. First pitch from Perry. To the left-handed hitting Deering, this is for ball one. Look at Perry's longest outing of the season. He's got a couple of two-inning appearances. 1-0 pitch on the inside corner, and low, it's called a